Hi, it's Dr. Alden, dictating a psychiatric, I'm sorry, make this just a medication review. Case number 146840, first name P, like Paul, A, like Apple, U, like University, L, like Love, left name, L, like Love, U, like Elizabeth, W, like World, I, like Individual, F, like Sam. Recent behavior presentation. Recent behavior presentation. Patients, daughter who's his legal guardian called Rader at office yesterday. She had some concerns about her father. She was concerned that he might be having some decline in his kidney functioning. Well, Rader did note that he might have had some problems as he was admitted with a diagnosis of gouty nephropathy, and he has a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus. Staff have reported since the Risperdal was discontinued that he continues to be restless at times, attempts to get out of his chair. January 19, 2013, staff reports he was very agitated when staff attempted to redirect him to sit back down. He then tried to punch the staff member after several attempts, other staff members had to help. The patient remained agitated. He was given a PRN Ativan 0.5 milligrams. After that, staff reports he was sitting calmly playing with the building bricks. January 16, 2013, the patient was up in his wheelchair. He was constantly trying to get out of the wheelchair. Staff had to redirect him. He became agitated. Again, Ativan 0.5 milligrams. PRN was given. After that, staff reports he remained calm throughout the day. January 21st, 2013, staff reports he was up in the middle of the night. He's alert and oriented, times one with confusion. Staff not reporting any problems with appetite, no problems with lethargy, no problems of lethargy reported, no reports of depression, no reports of any psychosis or paranoia. Still a concern that if he tries to ambulate on his own, he could fall and injure himself. Observation. Patient was sitting up in his wheelchair. He was quiet, Q-U-I-E-T. At this time, no distress, no agitation, no hostility, no aggression was noted. His height is 71 inches. His weight is 167 pounds. Respiratory rate was 16. His hygiene and grooming are good. His muscle strength and tone appeared normal. No spontaneous speech. Thought process is confused. No loose associations were expressed. No delusions of paranoia expressed. He did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. He did not express suicidal ideations. Insight and judgment are impaired. He's oriented only to name. My recent remote memory are impaired. He has poor attention and concentration. from the knowledge at this time is inadequate. Mood seems euthymic and his affect was flat. No lethargy, no trauma seen at this time. Not having any complaints at this time. Medications, he's currently getting Ativan. 1 milligram every 8 hours is needed for increased agitation. Ativan 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours is needed for increased anxiety. Ativan 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours and Trazodone 25 milligrams at bedtime. Assessment. Dementia, Alzheimer's type of behavioral disturbances. Currently, he continues to have episodes of agitation and aggression, especially when staff attempts to redirect him to sit down so he does not fall. Our family was having some concerns about his medication and his medical status. They were directed to talk to his primary care physician. Plan at this time, his family was having some concerns about his medical, medical stability. We'll get a complete, and I'm sorry, a comprehensive med panel just to rule out any problems. Continue the Trazodone 25 milligrams at bedtime to help with sleep, depression, and anxiety. Continue the Ativan 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours for agitation, anxiety, and continue the PRN Ativan 0.5 milligrams every 12 hours, PON 1 milligram every 8 hours, IM, for episodes of increased agitation, aggression, hostility. Continue the med to 10 milligrams daily for dementia. Primary care physician to follow up medically more than 16 minutes of patient time and floor time were spent. And conference with family, and if you go back to medications and amend it to 10 milligrams daily, then that's the end of the dictation. Thanks.